When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Here's Johnny.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine. That's right.
Well, now, what do those two movies have in common? We'll find out. From Rebecca Fine, who is the director of programming at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Rebecca, thank you for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, John. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, I think this is a... Well, tell everybody what it is, what you are programming starting December... Let's see, 10th.
December 10th. Yeah, we have a 10-film series called Let It Snow at the Gene Siskel Film Center. And it is comprised of films that are connected by inclement weather, specifically snowy weather. So, finally, It's a Wonderful Life and The Shining can live in the same film series after all these years when they haven't been paired together. So we're leaning into the chill at the film center with these titles.
I got a kick out of that because The Shining is December 17th and 18th, and It's a Wonderful Life is December 19th and the 23rd. I mean, that's great. I mean, I think that's just spectacular.
Yeah. You know, it's my job as a film programmer is to, you know, think of sort of putting these packages, you know, putting this wrapping around a series of film. And I wanted to show, there were a few films that I sort of, that had this link of the holidays or snow or, you know, chilly weather. And then suddenly I realized that was the link. You know, I was sort of searching for another link between them and I realized that the snow was a character in itself. And so from there, we chose these 10 films and are presenting them. You could do some double features and you could do some back-to-backs. You could see Jack Torrance one day and then Jimmy Stewart the next day.
That's right. What's your background? Where did you get all the knowledge of these films so that you know what to program? I mean, somewhere you must have picked up a lot of information.
I've been a film nerd, a self-professed film nerd, you know, nearly my whole life. I'm from a really small town in Iowa, which is the birthplace of John Wayne and the home of the Bridges of Madison County. So I sort of was around cinematic stories even as a really, really young kid. And then I studied film studies at the University of Iowa for undergraduate. And then I moved to Chicago to get my master's degree at Columbia College Chicago, where I got sort of the business degree that my mom wanted me to have all along. Studying, you know, film exhibition and film, you know, media space administration, which was wonderful because I learned a little bit more about what it actually takes to run an art house cinema or a film festival.
Right.
And then as soon as I graduated from Columbia, I started my role at the Chicago International Film Festival, where I worked for about 9 years as an education director.
Yeah, I think your mom wanted... to think that there was something that you could fall back on. At least that's what it sounds to me.
There's only so many film critics that the world can have. Right. So, but my role at the film festival, you know, I really cut my teeth on learning how to understand audiences and market to audiences. Everyone from, you know, 17-year-old Chicago public school students to, you know, very elite, A-listers. And then I left that role at the film festival after 9 festivals to reopen the movie theater in my hometown, that small Iowa town, the single screen theater. Yeah, it closed. It was not very great even when I was a kid, but it's where I spent all of my childhood memories. My first kiss was at that movie theater, so it was a pretty important place.
Well, I should say so.
and it closed and my mother still lives in that small town. And we sort of looked at each other and said, you know, if we could buy this and turn it into a nonprofit and reopen it with great projection and great programming, we should do it. And so that's what we did. It closed in 2015. We reopened it in 2017. So I leaned into all of that business acumen right away.
That is a great story. That's a great story.
It's a beautiful theater. It's 150 seats and Art Deco marquee. It's a kind of way back machine. It's really, really great.
What town is this?
This is Winterset, Iowa, you know, middle of the heartland, very small town, 7,000 people. But I've been in Chicago since, I moved here in 2006. Is that right? Yeah. So I've been a Chicagoan for quite some time, but, you know, doing that 6-hour commute back to my hometown during that period of time. And then I was programming in an art house cinema in Iowa City, again, still living in Chicago. My commute, you know, went down about 3 hours. And then March 2020, COVID kind of changed everything, and I came back to Chicago for good. And then the director of programming at the Film Center retired being with the organization for decades. So I have big, big shoes to fill, and in the shadows of giants. And I've been with the Film Center since January.
Well, tell us about the movies you selected.
Yes. So Let It Snow, as I said, it's 10 films. Mm-hmm. We do scratch that Christmas itch. So we have It's a Wonderful Life, the Frank Capra film. One thing I'm really excited about with this particular film is not only are we showing it on film, so we're showing it on 35mm, which gives you this wonderful texture and kind of brings the charm of the film to a new life. It's a really, really wonderful way to see the film. But our first screening will include an introduction by Mary Owen, who is Donna Reed's daughter. Donna Reed was an Iowan, so there's my Iowa connection again.
Great.
And Mary Owen will be in Chicago, and she will be reading some letters that were sent to her mother from GIs. Yeah, it's really wonderful. Yeah, Donna Reed was an idol and many people were fans of hers, and so we get this little history tour with Mary. So that'll be really wonderful, and I encourage folks if you haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen, we've all seen it a million times on TV, but sitting down and watching it on the big screen, especially on film, is a pretty moving movie experience. So
yeah, not too many things are projected anymore from actual film, are they?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's very rare. The Film Center, the Gene Siskel Film Center, the Music Box, a few other spaces in Chicago still present on celluloid. And it's, you know, people say it's a dying art, but, you know, we're artists, you know, so it's a really special skill, and our projection team is wonderful. They're so excited because this Let It Snow series is primarily all on film. So the majority of the films we're showing are on celluloid, including The Shining, the Stanley Kubrick film, which is much different than It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
And then it's All That Heaven Allows, which is a wonderful melodrama by Douglas Sirk from 1955. We're sort of like, you know, it's sort of cliche to say there's something for everyone, but there really is.
No, no. I see, Dr. Zhivago, Murder on the Orient Express, and then movies I don't know, which is good because this is informative and you learn. So The Great Silence, what is that?
Mm-hmm. The Great Silence is a fantastic spaghetti western by Sergio Corbucci. And if you've ever seen a Quentin Tarantino film, the moment you sit down for The Great Silence, you will say, so Tarantino was ripping off Corbucci. Got it. So, you know, The Hateful Eight is like, it's a snowy, you know, cowboys on their horses, but instead of, you know, the dusty West, they are up to their ankles, their horses' ankles in snow. And it's really, it's wonderful. It's just sort of, you know, good and bad, against the elements, against one another. It's just a great Western, but it's a snowy Western, which is unique.
And now, Charlie Chaplin's silent film, The Gold Rush, you have in 35mm. How is that possible?
Well, we work with some really great distributors who are able to transfer. They can make new 35mm prints. So there are, you know, original prints, you know, 16mm and 35mm that exist in the world, but those are usually under lock and key and, you know, in the great vaults of cinema history. But we work with folks like Janus and Criterion who take great pains to make sure that these films are as crisp and as beautiful as they were when they first were released on these new copies and new prints that they can provide to film to art houses like the Gene Siskel.
Well, fill me in on the ones I've never heard of and have a hard time even pronouncing.
Marquetta,
Lazaroa? What is that?
Marketa Lazarova is a Czechoslovakian film by a filmmaker named František Vlachil. And he was part of the sort of Czechoslovakian new wave of cinema. So it's, you know, post-World War II, and there's these new filmmakers. Sort of like there was a French new wave. There was also a Czechoslovakian new wave. And Marketa Lazarova is a bit of a marathon view. It's 3 hours, maybe even a little bit longer than that.
Wow.
And it's in black and white, and it's also projected on film. So our projectionists will be furiously changing the reels of film up in the booth. You won't have any idea, but they'll be eating their Wheaties that morning.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible sort of meditative, experimental, visual journey. It's an allegorical, you know, it's faith, it's politics, it's life. It's very intense. And when we booked this film, a number of people reached out to me and said, I saw that once in the theater and it was a transformative experience. Wow. So it's one of those that you just go and see it and be immersed.
We're talking to Rebecca Fons, a director of programming at the Gene Siskel Film Center, about a series of films under the title of Let It Snow that'll happen between December 10th through Thursday, December 30th. How do we get tickets and all that kind of information?
Yep, you can go to SiskelFilmCenter.org and click on our series page, and that'll bring up the Let It Snow series. All the films are there for you to browse. You can purchase tickets for all of them. We do anticipate some of these will sell out, especially things like It's a Wonderful Life and The Shining, you know, ones folks that really, really, you know, have seen it a million times, but they want to come see it on film and at the film center. So we encourage people to get tickets nice and early. And we like the series too, because it starts sort of before the holiday season and then goes past Christmas, and each film plays twice. So there's an opportunity for you to maybe see one at the beginning of the month and then come back and see another one. And I also encourage folks to, you know, see those films that they know and that they love, but check out things like Marketa Lazarova or Winter Sleep, the Turkish film from 2014, because it's, you know, it's a tour, a world tour through snowy cinema at the Film Center in just a few short weeks.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Rebecca.
My pleasure.
Very interesting group of films you've put together. Rebecca Fons, director of programming, Gene Siskel Film Center. Once again, the series is called Let It Snow, and it runs December 10th through the 30th.